The disciples were glad when they saw the risen Lord. October 24. When he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad, when they saw the Lord. On reaching Jerusalem, the two disciples, returning from Emmaus, enter at the eastern gate, which is open at night on festal occasions. The houses are dark and silent, but the travelers make their way through the narrow streets by the light of the rising moon. They go to the upper chamber, where Jesus spent the hours of the last evening before his death. Here they know that their brethren are to be found. Late as it is, they know that the disciples will not sleep till they learn for a certainty what has become of the body of their Lord. They find the door of the chamber securely barred. They knock for admission, but no answer comes. All is still. Then they give their names. The door is carefully unbarred, they enter, and another, unseen, enters with them. Then the door is again fastened, to keep out spies. The travelers find all in surprised excitement. The voices of those in the room break out in thanksgiving and praise, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon." Then the two travelers, panting with the haste with which they have made their journey, tell the wondrous story of how Jesus has appeared to them. They have just ended, and some are saying that they cannot believe it, for it is too good to be true, when behold, another person stands before them. Every eye is fastened upon the stranger. No one has knocked for entrance. No footstep has been heard. The disciples are startled, and wonder what it means. Then they hear a voice which is no other than the voice of their master. Clear and distinct the words fall from his lips, "Peace be unto you." They beheld the hands and feet marred by the cruel nails. They recognized his voice, like no other they had ever heard. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Faith and joy took the place of unbelief, and with feelings which no words could express they acknowledged their risen Savior.